just looking through all these messages here. It's all right. Takes me a second to keep up with everything. Just want to make sure you're up to date on everything. By the way, I just want to point this out to you just so you're clear. Mike Pence will also be in the crosshairs at some point of this impeachment effort. If the Democrats think at any point they may actually get a shot at removing Donald Trump, they're going to do everything they can to tie Mike Pence straight to it and impeach him at the same time. A senior advisor to the vice president, likely to be testifying tomorrow on Capitol Hill, by the way, in front of the committees leading the impeachment inquiry, Jennifer Williams would be the first person on the Pence national security team to appear and have knowledge of how much the vice president knew about the efforts by the president to discuss the corruption inside Ukraine and whether or not it connected to U.S. aid. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. But trust me, the Democrats, they have. Yeah. Who's third in line for the presidency? You know the answer, don't you? Third in line for the presidency, of course, is Nancy Pelosi. So if they can impeach Donald Trump and they can impeach Mike Pence, well, then you get President Pelosi. What is she, 80? Try that on for size. Yeah. And Vice President Chuck Schumer. Yeah, try that on for, see, I mean, if that doesn't scare the day, I mean, that scares the daylights out of me, and I am fearless. I mean, that really, I mean, that just scares the daylights out of me, and like I said, I'm generally fearless. All right, so speaking of impeachment and so forth, Devin Nunes, among those coming out and fighting back against the openly partisan impeachment smear being run against the president and some of his people, has a lot to say these days. I want him to catch you up a little bit. It's bite number three from Devin Nunes. Bite number three, go.
It's clear that since the Democrats took control of the House of Representatives, they have always intended to transform the Intelligence Committee into the Impeachment Committee. Every one of their actions, from the staff they hire to the Trump conspiracy theories they investigate, their willful neglect of our basic oversight duties demonstrates that this has been their plan from day one. And now this is further confirmed by the adoption of these rules, which simply gives the House approval for the Intelligence Committee Democrats to continue pursuing their bizarre obsession with overturning the results of the last presidential election.
That's exactly what they've been up to ever since. So you ask yourself, when it gets to the ballot box, in 2020, when it gets to the ballot box in 2020, what have the Democrats done all of 2019? Anything? Completely consumed now by impeachment hearings and conversations and back and forth and so on and so forth, right? That's the only thing that they've accomplished thus far. Matt Gaetz also hammering the Democrats for lying over and over again. Matt Gaetz, of course, one of the most outspoken defenders of the president, congressman from Florida. Here's what he had to say. It's bite number four from Matt Gaetz. Again, hammering on the Democrats. Bite four. Go.
Well, the Democrats are running a campaign of disorientation and distraction. That's principally for two reasons. First, they failed to deliver on those promises regarding health care, immigration, infrastructure, lower prescription drug prices. But second, and I would say just as important, Greg Jarrett wrote books about it, their Russia hoax was a disaster. They were humiliated over the fact that they said for 2 years the president was in a criminal conspiracy with Russia. So now we've got the knockoff Ukrainian sequel. And I guess, Sean, in Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff's America, if you peddle influence to the vice president's office, that's just business as usual. But if you ask questions about it, that's impeachable.
And that's exactly what I was talking about here a moment ago. Speaking of Democrat politics, just for a moment, the Kennedy name has really held sway over the Democrat Party and maybe the nation in large part for the better part of 60 years, right? You know, JFK had, you know, assassinated. It's going on 60 years, right? 55 years, I suppose. But it seems the namesake Kennedy doesn't hold the kind of power it once did. I say that because Joe Kennedy, seriously considering a run for a U.S. Senate seat held currently by Senator Markey in Massachusetts, is not being embraced. In fact, the pushback has been tremendous from Chuck Schumer and others, including Catherine Cortez Masto, the DSCC chairwoman. Apparently, they don't want Joe Kennedy to come in. Now, Joe Kennedy, a pretty accomplished individual, 39-year-old graduate of the Harvard Law School, putting his political career on the line by taking on a Democratic incumbent who has been a fixture in Congress since 1976, that being Marky Mark. He's old, really old. You would think that the Democrats would embrace a changing of the guard, if you will, a time to step forward. But they're not. They're pushing back against Joe. I'm surprised by this, by the way. She is not saying how much they will, Masto not saying how much they're going to spend to defend Markey from Kennedy's challenge, but declared we are absolutely 100% behind him. Chuck is all in too, she added, referring to Chuck Schumer. What has Joe Kennedy done wrong? Well, clearly he's not far left enough. Even with a Kennedy name, that won't win for you unless you have passed the litmus test. That's the bottom line for young Joe Kennedy. He may still pull it off. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. By the way, I'd like to keep you in better health come 2020. It's not too late. My Pure Health Solutions is a custom fit plan to help you lose weight. I did it a year and a half ago. And people come up to me and say, hey, man, you lost weight. Yeah, I did. A year and a half ago, more than that now. Going on 2 years, kept it off. Here's what I want you to do. Go to GruberHealth.com. Go to GruberHealth.com. Look at the great pictures of me, all buff and ready. GruberHealth.com and get started with My Pure Health Solutions today. If you want to lose the weight, you've got no excuse. Good Lord, if I can do it on my schedule and my lack of discipline, you can too. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5.